The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Yeah, Martha Mead is with AAA Mid-Atlantic. And Martha, I'm glad you're here today, not only as we look towards the Thanksgiving travel season next week, which I hear is going to be crazy, but let's start with a school bus story. We've had a school bus crash here in Central Virginia every day for the last week?
Well, it certainly feels like that sometimes, doesn't it? It's just terrible news when we hear of any crashes, but those ones with the children just really tear at our heart. And not only across the nation, but right here in Virginia, there has been a spate. We've had two in the last week. And if we look at a five-year history, as well as this year, in both cases, school bus-involved crashes are up about 3% in the last 5 years and up already as we look at evaluating this year's numbers.
Well, what's going on? You think it's old people who aren't paying attention or young people who are, you know, running around the bus and are not aware that they're supposed to stop? Or why do you think this is?
Yeah, it seems like our distracted driving, impaired driving, paying attention to everything but driving, seems to be now an issue, as one would expect, everywhere, not just in school bus areas, but emergency responders. We've all seen the national news. We've seen those horrific videos on the internet or on the news where a child is getting on or off the bus in a car flies by, narrowly missing the child. Mm-hmm. That's the most dangerous part. Dangerous time is when the students are getting on or getting off the buses. And when we look at the statistics, in most of the cases, or more than not, it's a driver of another car, not necessarily the driver of the school bus.
Well, who can deny that the texting thing is out of control? And I hate to tell you, I was thinking yesterday morning as I was driving into the studio, and you know I'm on the roads early in the morning before there's much traffic at all, and I looked down to see a text that had come in at 4:30 in the morning, and there was a guy walking in the middle of the street, all dressed in black, I guess on his way to his job, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to be one of those people who accidentally hits somebody if I'm not careful here. I can't do this. And there's pressure on me at that hour.
Right. That's why it's so hard. I mean, there have been studies about the fact that when we hear that text sound, that biologically, scientifically,
you look down.
It is truly hard because you get a little burst of dopamine in your brain. So we really have to make a conscious decision. Put the phone away. Put it where we can't get to it. Because it's very hard to ignore.
Well, that's assuming you're getting nice texts. Mine are kind of 50-50.
Any kind of text that makes you look down is a bad thing.
That's true. And the good thing is that buses are still the safest vehicles on the road, right?
Well, and you make a great point. Every day nationwide, 500,000 school buses transport about 23 million students, and they are still the safest vehicles on our roadways, safer than being in your own family car going to school. So I think parents and students need to take heart in that fact. But the big message here is that drivers, if students being killed at the school bus stop isn't enough of a wake-up call, I'm not sure what is.
Yeah, well, we've got to be careful, and I'm glad you reminded us of that. We're talking to Martha Mead from AAA Mid-Atlantic. Hey, let me also ask you about next week with Thanksgiving. And I've got family who insist that they have got to go to Philadelphia for some big party up in Philadelphia right after Thanksgiving. I'm like, are you crazy? I wouldn't get on I-95. Yeah, I mean, there are very few things that would get me to go out and drive on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. It's a very personal decision. Some people, even if they hate the traffic, love the excitement more. But suffice it to say, it's going to be busy. We're going to see we expect the highest number of Virginians to travel that we've seen in 10 years. That's about 1.5 million.
Why is that? Are people just doing better?
Well, it's all about consumer confidence.
Okay.
It's all about consumer confidence. And with gas prices, of course, are all over the place, up since previous Thanksgiving, but down since a month ago. And we know that gas prices don't, until they get to about $4 a gallon, don't deter folks anymore. But about 70,000 more people this year than last, 64,000 more than last year on the roadways. So it is going to be very busy.
Okay. Well, that's a good warning and even more reason for me to figure out what movies I want to watch on the TV at home and stay right here in Richmond. Martha Mead from AAA Mid-Atlantic. I appreciate both the warning on both counts. Don't text while you're driving, and maybe you want to stay off the roads once Thursday.
Yeah, let's put safety first and enjoy these holidays.
Hey, thank you, Martha. Always enjoy talking to you.